This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. At the same time, the boom in American natural gas production shows no sign of abating. And while the weather is answering one part of the question of what to do with it all, there is a search on for other ways to use it. Well, what about cars? Scott Tong of Marketplace's sustainability desk took a natural gas test drive on a recent trip to Michigan. And here's the report.
As soon as I land at the airport, the dual fuel truck is waiting for me.
Okay, what do we have here?
Okay, this is the F-150 CNG truck.
It burns gas and it burns natural gas. It all drives the same, except there's a switch to flip on the alternative fuel. Now, the benefit of that? Well, University of Michigan energy professor John DiCicco explains a bit of chemistry. There are lots of different hydrocarbons.
Natural gas is the simplest one. It's just one carbon atom with four hydrogen atoms. And because it just has one carbon, it burns very cleanly.
As in half the emissions of gasoline. At a nearby gas station, Michigander Guy Duffany is at a special pump for his natural gas van. He says it drives great.
Just like a gas motor. You punch it, you get to 80 miles an hour in a minute. I shouldn't say 80, 70 miles an hour.
And the fuel costs 30% less than gasoline per unit of energy. And now the rub. First, I can't work the natural gas hose. It looks different. It goes in a different place. It needs a station attendant to help me.
It's going in. See?
So it's going in now.
Yeah. But it might not fill it up because it's kind of like not working very properly.
Okay.
See, you can't just pour natural gas in. DiCicco says it's gaseous. It's like air.
Think about filling up a balloon. You have to blow it up. And what this pump is doing is really the same thing.
Another thing, the tank is really big. See, the fuel is less dense. It's less concentrated.
The vast majority of people who want pickup trucks aren't going to want to lose a bunch of their bed space.
Now, many buses and large trucks figure it is worth it for them. But for the rest of us, well, of a billion vehicles in the world, 1% or so burn natural gas. In Ann Arbor, Michigan, I'm Scott Tong for Marketplace.